Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
All right, so shocking betrayal by Kevin McCarthy. This is bizarre, Lee. And you actually step back from it, it is literally bizarre. I've never seen like it. This is not like a debt ceiling deal where, like, you know, we wrote some stuff down on a piece of paper and took it to the White House, right? I mean, Kevin McCarthy saw his own Republican House members pass this through the House. They passed it. They agreed on the details of, you know, what our side would offer to take to the White House, and they passed the deal through the House. And McCarthy took it over to the White House to just ignore what we voted on. Whatever. We'll give you everything you want. And Democrats went, okay. I mean, there's a piece of Politico this morning. The Democrats are like, yeah, we're sad we lost. Hey, everybody vote for it. They're telling their caucus, everybody vote for it. Give Kevin McCarthy the votes he needs. I mean, this morning, I don't know, what is Kevin McCarthy doing? Our supposed Republican speaker, is he calling Democrats whipping votes? Is that what he's doing? I mean, the betrayals in here are shocking. Like, it makes you rethink everything. You're almost like, I mean, this morning, I just want to understand it. You're almost like, what's in your FBI file, Kev? I mean, you having another affair on your wife?
That makes
why he lost the speakership last time, Lee. He cheated on his wife, and the Department of Homeland Security got it and leaked it. I mean, would you cheat on your wife again, and this time she'll leave you? I mean, what would make you do this?
What did we get? What did Republicans get?
Nothing.
And why did it take so long? If Republicans got nothing out of the deal, why did it take so long to give away everything?
And why did Kev bother to whip the boats for it and get it passed in the House? I mean, you know how bad this is, okay? Like, you can almost laugh. You know how they got Joe Manchin to vote, the Democrat senator from West Virginia?
Yeah, they lied to him.
They lied. They got him. They got Joe Manchin to vote for the Inflation Reduction Act, and the Democrats told Joe Manchin, hey, we'll approve this pipeline.
Yeah.
We'll give you a pipeline. And then as soon as Joe Manchin votes for it was a natural gas pipeline. As soon as Joe Manchin votes for it, they're like, we're not giving you a pipeline, sucker.
The old bait and switch.
Yeah. Do you know they made the same offer to Kev and he took it?
Yeah.
Kev's walking around going, we got a pipeline. It is literally the same pipeline that they offered Joe Manchin.
Well, if a right-leaning Democrat would take a deal like that, then why wouldn't a left-leaning Republican?
Yeah, and Kev's like, yeah, we got the pipeline. You mean the same one they told Manchin he had? Oh, yeah, they green-lighted it. Uh-huh. As soon as Manchin voted for it, they're like, no, forget it. You can't have the pipeline. That's what Kev gave this up for. I mean, we had a thing in there, Lee, that would have stopped the EPA from shutting down 60% of our energy sources in the next 7 years, which would be coal and natural gas. They would have had to run it by Congress. Kev's like, we don't want that, and pulled it out. And again, his own Congress members had voted for this deal. He whipped this deal. He told them to vote for it and went to the White House and mocked them all. I mean, I've never seen the like of it in politics. It is so shocking. And when you look at, I mean, you know, this morning, E.J. Antoni, who's the chief economist at the Heritage Foundation, is saying, listen, what this means is, to call it a debt ceiling deal is wrong, because what it does is something we've never seen before. It removes any ceiling.
Yeah.
There's no limit. As Ralph Norman explained this morning on Fox News, Joe Biden could borrow or print. We're running out of people to borrow our debt, so we're going to have to print it. He could borrow or print $4 trillion. $7 trillion, $10 trillion, whatever he wants. Doesn't matter. And, you know, so EJ and Tony's explaining, look, that inflation rate, the 7, 8, 9, that's coming back. I mean, that's all coming back. They voted to have this. They voted for endless inflation. And what he said is what this means is, he said, you know, all those rate hikes that we're having that have made, I mean, I'm here to tell you, my husband's in the mortgage business. No one can afford a house anymore, not with these rates. Houses aren't moving. Not like they used to. And what he's saying is, you understand, with Kevin McCarthy doing this, we're going to have to keep raising interest rates. And inflation is going to go through the roof. That's what he just did. He ignored the actual limit that his caucus put on and went, ah, Joe, you just go print whatever you want. We're going to take the limits off. As Red State was pointing out, Lee, this is actually worse than what we used to do, which was just give him what's called a clean debt ceiling increase, which is just we don't ask for anything at all. We just say, hey, yeah, we'll raise it. Because at least there was a limit. There's no limit now. And then McCarthy's like, yeah, I'll give you 98% of our IRS agents, even the IRS agents you want, even though McCarthy himself admitted in that clip I played earlier, they're going to be used to persecute Republicans. That's what the point of it is. They've already gone after Matt Taibbi. Remember, they showed up at his house while he was testifying in Congress about the FBI censoring
pure coincidence, Americans. I'm sure. Yeah.
And then we find out last week they opened their investigation into him on Christmas Eve, literally within hours of Twitter files number 9 dropping, where he exposed how the FBI censored everyone in the last two elections. So, I mean, that purely punitive. Miranda Devine at the New York Post called it a Soviet-style agency. It is. Mm-hmm. And Kevin McCarthy went, yeah, no, we'll totally fund that at 98% of Biden's ask. His caucus had voted to eliminate it. Why? I mean, just why? You got to almost go like, did the FBI come to your house? And I mean, did you have another affair, Kev? I mean, I know you cheated on your wife last time and it cost you the speakership. Did you cheat again? What do they have on you? How? I mean, just how? How is this possible? I mean, here's the thing. Okay, this is James Clyburn, right? Democrat, used to be number 2 in Democrat leadership, right? 6 days ago, explaining on CNN, we're going to have to compromise with the Republicans on the debt ceiling. We were winning. It's not like we were losing.
And if you feel that he's had to give more than he's gotten?
You know, I've said all of my life, if the distance between me and an opponent on any issue are 5 steps, I don't mind taking 3 of them. That's the way I feel. I don't think you have to always meet in the middle.
Right.
So I don't mind taking 3 out of 5.
He said, Biden's going to have to compromise. What he just talked about there, 3 out of 5, that's like, you know, two-thirds, basically. So, I mean, they were going to have to give up. And Kev went, gosh, you don't compromise. We'll give you everything. We'll give you everything. All of it. IRS Army, you want to shut down 60% of our energy? Go ahead, just do that. No, we weren't serious about stopping you. Yeah, I don't need congressional approval. Just ignore what my caucus passed. I mean, what do you think, Lee?
I said last hour. What did we get? What did we get? This
worse than nothing.
There's nothing that we got out of the deal. And if that's the case, then why did it take so long?
Why did Kevin McCarthy even ask his caucus to vote
on
it? Why did he do that? I mean, nobody saw this coming. He told no one he was going to do this. He went to the White House and cut this deal.
Is this going to be something, though, Tara, that puts into question his speakership?
I hope.
Will this be maybe the first strike, or will this be?
I'm going to ask Ralph Norman that at 7:30, because there's a provision they got
right
where any one of them can call for an election. Somebody'd have to run against him.
Right.
Maybe he's lined up the Democrat votes for that, too. I mean, I don't know. You give the Democrats all of his. He's going to need their votes to pass this through the House. The Democrats, I mean, he's got to be whipping Democrats this morning to get this bill through, because he can't be whipping his own caucus. I mean, some of them will vote for it. A few, hardcore rhinos from some purple states, but that's about it. So I don't really understand. Here's the thing, too, and I'm gonna lay this out coming up next. This is all fake. There's no default date. And EJ Antoni's the head economist at the Heritage, explains this, Lee, and we'll get into it. We've done this before. We know what happens when we don't raise the debt ceiling.
Yeah.
They just pretend to shut down a bunch of agencies, throw up some barriers, and we go right on paying our bills. We were never going to default.
No.
That's fake.
Yeah.
And the tell is history, as he brilliantly says. when we've done this before, what happened? Did we default? No, we just had a government shutdown. Everything was fine. It, probably nobody pretty much noticed even that the government was shut down. This whole default thing is new, and they just made it up. We have enough money coming in every month to the Treasury to more than pay our debt, many times over. So, you know, the bottom line for you and for me, you and I are going to pay this bill that Kev just agreed to. If he can get it through Congress, we're going to pay it at the grocery store. Inflation's going to accelerate again. I mean, it's already bad. It's 4-5%. It went up a little bit month over month. You know, it's going up, not down. But this is going to jack it through the roof again. We're going to live this way. I guess. And, you know, 7-9% inflation built in part, endless interest rate hikes to just try to keep it from spinning out of control. We're going to live on the razor's edge economically. I just want to know. Was it his file? Is there something in his folder at the FBI? Did they threaten him? Would he cheat with a man this time? I mean, what, like, instead of just another woman on his wife like last time? And that's how they were able to get him to back down for running for speakership in the, you know, last time he ran. He had affairs and they exposed him. Is it your file, Kev? I mean, what is it? What, how? I mean, why would you do this?
Terrorists wanted. Hear the Terror Show weekday mornings on
News Talk 98.9.
WORD, the voice of the Carolinas.